Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Three Fates Decide. My name is Sam, and I am back with you for another solo episode. Today, I am not going to be talking about Broadway, though I do appreciate all the love I've received from the two Broadway episodes that I've done so far. But for today, we are going to be talking about a new Christmas movie that came out on HBO Max. It's called A Christmas Story Christmas. And the reason why I wanted to review that is because I was really surprised with my reaction to this movie, and I just wanted to discuss it with you.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
Harry Potter, the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing. No planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
Quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
So... I'm sure all of us know the story of A Christmas Story, which was made back in the 80s, I believe. And it's, you know, follows a family, specifically a little boy named Ralphie, who wants a Red Ryder BB gun. And everyone keeps telling him no, he'll shoot his eye out. And it's just an adventure with his friends and his family on, you know, trying to get this BB gun for Christmas. This is another film. I'm going to call it a sequel. Technically, there's A Christmas Story too, but I don't count it. So this is like a true sequel to this, where Ralphie is an adult, he has a family, and unforeseen circumstances cause him to go home, and adventures again ensue. So if you have not seen this movie, I am going to tell you right now to leave, because major spoilers are upon you. So again, if you have not watched this movie yet, turn this off. Go watch it on HBO Max, and then come back and listen. So one thing that's really special about this movie as compared to A Christmas Story 2 is that all the original child actors are back in their roles. So like Peter Billingsley, who played Ralphie as a child, is playing Ralphie in this movie. So same thing with Scott Schwartz, who played Flick, and R.D. Robb, who played Schwartz, and Ian Petrella, who played the little brother Randy. All of them come back. You really get blast from the past. Zach Ward, who was Scott Farkas in the original, is back as Scott Farkas in this movie. So I really thought that was great that they were able to get all the original child actors in. Now, the adults, the teacher doesn't make an appearance, which makes sense. The parents, the original actor who played the father passed away, and the mother has stopped acting. So obviously neither of them are in there, but they did cast Julie Haggerty, who's been in several movies and I love, was put in as Mrs. Parker, who's Ralphie's mother. In this movie, I thought she did a really good job. So, but basically the premise of this movie is Ralphie's father passes away right before Christmas, like days before Christmas. And it causes Ralphie and his wife and his son and daughter to go from Chicago, where they're living, where Ralphie is trying to become a writer, and travel to back to Indiana to his family's home. And, you know, help his mom and then obviously celebrate Christmas. His mom is adamant that she wants to make it as the best Christmas yet, because Christmas was so important to Ralphie's father. So in order to keep his memory alive, they wanted to really just go all out for Christmas. This movie did a really great job in the nostalgia department, because really a little bit of everything was in there. You had the Bumpus's dogs. They were a part of it. They went to the store and the two kids got to go and see Santa and go down the slide. Ralphie makes a little quip about don't get, you know, kicked in the face, which in the original A Christmas Story, you know, Santa pushed him down the slide with his foot. Obviously, Ralphie's friends, Flick and Schwartz, are heavily involved in this film and are just a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. It is quirky. It is cheesy. It is exactly what you needed for a quote-unquote sequel to the original. Ralphie still does his, you know, daydreaming where he's like the hero or whatever. It's just, overall, I just thought an amazing sequel. I really went into this film with zero expectations and came out really enjoying it. It made me laugh. It made me cry. It just brought out all the emotions that you look for in a holiday movie. So I really thought that it was just well done overall. So just a little trivia, and then I'll kind of go into some of my favorite parts. So they considered this a tribute to the late Darren McGavin, who was the father, who played the father in the original. He passed away in 2006. As I mentioned, the mother, Melinda Dillon, who played the mother in the first movie, had retired from acting, so she was not in it. Peter Billingsley produced this film with Vince Vaughn, and him and Vince Vaughn actually became friends years ago and have done a lot of movies together, ones that you wouldn't even imagine. And actually, Peter Billingsley also was a producer on the first Iron Man movie. So that, you know, I was watching the news and they were talking about Peter Billingsley. And when I saw that he was a producer for Iron Man and all of these other movies, a lot of Vince Vaughn movies, I was like, wow, like he really didn't just disappear and then just come back for this film. He's been involved in Hollywood forever. And apparently while he was filming, you know, A Christmas Story and all that, he was asking a lot of questions about how things work behind the scenes and behind the camera and all that stuff. So it definitely struck his interest. He did act a little bit as a child, and then eventually, you know, as he got older, went into, you know, producing and being more behind the camera. He does make, you know, little cameos here and there. The Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston movie, The Breakup, he was in there. He was Jennifer Aniston's sister's husband or boyfriend or whatever. So he was in that movie as well. But he is, you know, he has been around, which I thought was pretty interesting. But yeah, so him and Vince Vaughn share a production company, Wild West Picture Show Productions, and they produced this film. This film was filmed in Bulgaria, which is pretty cool. So Ralphie originally grew up in Homan, Indiana. There's no such place. The closest town phonetically is Hammond, but it's, you know, it was released on HBO Max. Yeah, so as I mentioned, so any sequel, spinoff, or spoof that came out after the original film, they've ignored it, which I totally agree because none of them are very good. So there you go. So, all right, going into some of my favorite scenes. So first thing is there's little Easter eggs, and they pay homage to the original so many times, and it's so amazing. So at the very beginning, as I mentioned, Ralphie is trying to get become a writer and is trying to get published, and he wrote this massive novel that makes zero sense. And he brings it to all of these publishers, and he went to a publisher to bring, you know, his novel, and he gave him a gift, and you know, the guy that he was talking to opened a drawer that had all little gifts in there, and he just kind of shoved it in, and it was to pay homage to in the original when the teacher opened her drawer with all of their, you know, knickknacks and stuff in there. And, you know, so that was really cute. They had a lot of voiceover flashbacks of the father throughout the film. Again, this is dedicated to him. So they really were focused a lot on the father. As I mentioned, they did little things about, you know, Santa and, you know, getting a Christmas tree, getting, you know, decorating the house and just trying to replicate a lot of things from the original film. As I mentioned, the original kids cast is there, so Ralphie does meet his childhood friends, Flick and Schwartz, and at one point, Flick dares Schwartz to go down this metal ramp on a sled, which is, like, ridiculously dangerous, but when he goes up there, Schwartz was gonna, you know, chicken out, and Flick triple dog dares him, so that was hilarious because obviously in the original, Schwartz did that to Flick, which caused him to stick his tongue to the pole and get stuck and all that stuff. So a lot of little things from the first movie make it into this one. But obviously some new stuff too. As I mentioned, Ralphie is a dad, so it's like he's teaching his kids what it was like to grow up in this town around Christmas and all that stuff. And him and his wife had saved up all their money, and they go out and they buy all the Christmas gifts, and it gets stolen out of the car. And so they think that it's going to be a horrible Christmas. And on Christmas Day, it turns out that Ralphie's father had already bought gifts for everybody, and it was all the presents that the kids really wanted. So it was really cute. It made me cry. And then basically at the end, so Ralphie wasn't able to get published by anybody. And at the same time, he was trying to write his father's obituary, but instead he wrote this beautiful story about his father. And his wife read it and sent it to the newspaper, and it came out on Christmas Day. And it turned out to be the story of A Christmas Story. So it's all wrapped up. So at the very end, he's reading the story in the newspaper, and then it fades into the original narrator from the first movie, and, you know, goes from there. So A Christmas Story was written by Ralphie after his father passed away as an homage to his father, in dedication to his father. So it just was such a great concept. I really thought that they did a great job. Again, it made me laugh. It made me cry. It was very nostalgic to the original movie. It made me like the original movie better. But it just was an overall great movie. So I really hope that you guys enjoyed it. I'd love to hear what you think. So feel free to reach out to us via email or Instagram. We've given you the email and Instagram a couple times, but it's 3 spelt out, Fates Decide, and it's at gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram. But I really hope you all enjoyed this movie as much as I did, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time
and see what we're going to talk about.
Because the 3 fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new book trivia podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.